Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Well, 10 a.m. we have an executive session for collective bargaining. Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions to be adopted?
Certainly. We have travel requests to consider. First is from Common Pleas Court, Judge Noah Powers, for capital cases in Common Pleas Court training, continuing education, $525, Columbus, Ohio, May 6. Next, from Building and Zoning, David Nusky, the 83rd Annual Meeting of the Ohio Chapter of Building and Zoning, Richfield, Ohio, $900, May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Next, from the Butler County Engineer's Office, Jerry Jackson and Nate Kleiber, to attend the CEAO Bridge Workers Conference, Mount Sterling, Ohio, $360, April 14th to 15th. Next, from the Engineer's Office, Jody Bone and Jerry Hughes, to attend the CEAO Bridge Workers Conference, $360, Mount Sterling, April 14th and 15th. Also from the Engineer's Office, Eric Brown and Scott Bressler, to attend the same conference, $360, Mount Sterling. From the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Terry Slack, to attend the arrest, search, and seizure search warrant training, $145, London, Ohio, June 11 and 12. And finally, from adult probation, the attendees of Beatty, Combs, Condo, Gillickson, Lester, and Meyer to attend the Ohio Association of Pretrial Services Training Conference, which is Sugar Creek, Ohio, April 22nd to 24th, in the amount of $1,175. Next, as we proceed on to transfers, budget items, and finance. We have two items to consider today. First is Fund 462, Juvenile Court Special Projects Fund, a transfer between accounts of $6,000 in order to cover the purchase of a new server computer equipment. Next, in the Capital Improvement Fund, a transfer between accounts of $50 in order to cover an addition error on a purchase order. As we move into personnel, we have three personnel items for you to consider today. First is to accept the retirement resignation of Vicki Franz as Division Director, Workforce One, effective April 30th. Next is to approve a 4-day suspension for a CSEA employee. And then finally, to approve a comp time payout of $72.96 to Rebecca Garrison, a Children's Services employee. As we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services, we have two Job and Family Services contracts to approve today. They are both child care contracts. The first is with Little Children's House from April 109 to March 31, 2010, for up to $171,700. The second one is to Middletown Area YMCA Children's Center, April 1 through March 31st, 2010, for up to $8,000. The engineer has five resolutions for you to consider today. First is to advertise for bids for four GVW tandem axle trucks, contract 20092. Next is to approve a change order for the intersection road improvement of Cincinnati-Dayton Road and Westchester Road, contract 2008-12, total change order $90,775. Next is to cancel a performance bond for Smith Road, cancel another performance bond for Clear Creek Phase 1 and Clear Creek Phase 2. Finally, under miscellaneous, we have to authorize the acceptance of $4,879 from Safe Auto for the Butler County Sheriff's Office. This was a in response to a vehicle that was damaged by another a driver. The other driver was at fault, and this is a settlement, insurance settlement on this particular vehicle. And then finally, to approve 46 payments for the then and now transactions.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Commissioners have anything today?
I don't have anything.
If we have anybody in the audience like to address the commission?
Yes, sir.
Come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Richard L. Baker, 6380 Oxford Milford Road, Oxford, Ohio. And what I would like to address the commissioners with today is the discussion that's ongoing regarding the adoption policy that is currently being followed at the Butler County Board of Children's Services. I have a letter, if you would allow me to read it, and I have a copy for you guys, too, if you'd let me submit it.
Sure.
I have various signatures on there. Other people in agreement. Got to get my eyes on them. Getting a little age on me now. It says, Dear Butler County Commissioners, Butler County has long been a community of people with conservative values, morals, and principles. The time has come for us to take a stand for our beliefs. Our federal government is slowly chipping away at our rights and freedoms. We refuse to allow these things to happen here without a battle to preserve them. Mike Fox is to be commended for his stance to allow traditional families preference to adopt or foster parent the children of Butler County, rather than to single parents or homosexual couples. Single parents struggle, especially in this economy, without someone to share the family responsibilities. Conservatives, particularly Christian conservatives, know that homosexuality is morally wrong according to God's word. Many have distorted the facts and portrayed us as bigots filled with hatred toward homosexuals. Christians don't hate homosexuals, they detest the lifestyle. Our intention is to speak out for the children who can't speak for themselves. The children can't choose their homes. It is our duty to protect them now and to give them opportunities to make principled choices in their futures. We implore you to continue with the policy to give preference to place children in traditional families, which might provide our future generations with hope. Sincerely, Richard and Vicki Baker and others. I might add, the Journal News, of course, has weighed in on this, as one might suspect, and their position is diametrically opposed to that of Christian America, in as much as they see that if you are qualified financially and haven't been in jail half of your life, that automatically puts you in a position to be qualified to adopt or to foster parent children. I'm diametrically opposed to that because according to the God that we serve and the direction book which we use to guide our life, which is the Bible, it speaks against that without fail as being immoral and wrong. I believe it calls it an abomination. So based on those principles, have no other choice but to stand up and implore you to seriously considering allowing the traditional family's first choice. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have anything? Commissioner Simmons?
Okay.
You have any?
No.
Okay.
Go to recess. We go upstairs.
We have to have a motion to recess to go to executive session for collective bargaining. We'll take this in consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Motion by Chuck?
Yeah.
Second. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.